It's official. The King of Pop's death was a crime. A law enforcement official tells the AP that the coroner in Los Angeles has ruled that Michael Jackson's death was a homicide. The official verdict is that Jackson died of a fatal overdose of several drugs, including the anesthetic propofol. Newsweek correspondent Alison Samuels has been following the Jackson case. Alison joins us now from Los Angeles. Good morning to you. Early good morning to you, Alison. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. No problem.
You are a trooper. Now, the Jackson family were talking about homicide weeks ago. You've been speaking with the family. What is their response to the coroner's findings?
They're pleased that this is happening. They always felt as though the doctor had a great deal to do with his death. And let's be clear, they don't absolve Michael of the drug use because the family was very aware of his addiction to drugs. But their problem with the doctor was that, you know, he was being paid this great deal of money to sort of watch Michael take this very dangerous drug. And either he fell asleep, which is, this is what they're not sure about. They don't know if he fell asleep after giving it to him, or he left the room, because they don't think he's been completely honest about exactly when Michael died or how it actually happened. So that's where they feel like the homicide actually took place. And so, yeah, I think they're pleased that this has happened right now.
So you're in touch with the Jackson family. How about the Dr. Conrad Murray? Have you heard much from him?
Just the YouTube video has been the only thing that you've heard in response. You know, he's gotten death threats. He has bodyguards because he's gotten death threats ever since Michael's death. So this guy, he's living under a cloud right now. And I think he will be charged. Certainly with manslaughter or something like that, I think he will be charged. So
what are the options, Alison? Manslaughter, is second-degree murder a possibility?
I think right now manslaughter is probably the strongest thing, again, because I think everybody's really clear that Michael had a problem. But I think that the manslaughter is a strong possibility, because not only does the family feel like he was responsible for Michael sort of dying and not watching his heart rate slow down, they also feel like he waited a long time to call the paramedics because he panicked. They feel like Michael died probably, you know, that morning, 9 or 10 o'clock, but the paramedics weren't called until noon. So that's where their sort of anger comes from. And who knows if he could have been saved, but their anger is that, you know, the doctor really, you know, his motto was, you know, you should, you know, take first, do no harm. And he was taking all this money to watch Michael and basically fell asleep on the job, literally.
Now, you've been on this story for 2 months. Michael Jackson's been dead for 2 months, not buried yet. What's happening next, do you think?
That is the most baffling thing for me. Initially they were going to bury him on his birthday, and now it's been pushed back another couple of days. The mother, you know, has been upset about this for weeks because she feels like, you know, his soul is not resting. She's a Jehovah's Witness, and that's basically their religious beliefs. Until you're actually laid to rest, your soul is still wandering. So, I'm not sure what the problem is now. It used to be that everybody was arguing about where he'd be buried, but they've made that decision. It is going to be in Forest Lawn. So the holdup at this point is anyone's guess.
Alison Samuels, senior writer for Newsweek magazine, and she's up early in the morning for us at The Takeaway. We thank you so very much.
Thank you.
John.
It's like Elvis all over again. The doctor did it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.